Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless each and every one of us. We are all your servant. We ask that you give us discernment so that we can understand your word and give us understanding so that we can learn your command. And I pray you fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us not only be able to understand it, and help us to be able to apply it into our own life and walk in your way. And help us to be hastened and not delay to obey your command. For your law is being broken. It is time for you to act. Help us to love your word more than gold, more than pure gold. And I pray that you enable us not only to understand your will and have the ability to do it. May your word be the light to our lamp to our feet and the light to our path. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. So today we start with verse 73. The Lord remembered that. The psalmist remembered that the Lord is the creator of all. And that's why the psalmist say, your hand make me and form me. If the Lord has the ability to make us and to form us, if he has the power and wisdom to make us and to form us, he also has the same power and wisdom to give us discernment, give us understanding. So that's why the psalmist say, your hands make me and form me. Give me understanding to learn your command. We need to ask the Lord to give us understanding, to learn his word. Sometimes just reading it is not good enough, because reading it, you may not understand it. So that's why you have to read it and memorize it, and in due time, the Lord will give you discernment. In due time, the Lord will give you understanding. In due time, the Lord will teach you knowledge and good judgment. Where are they? You remember the psalmist say, teach me knowledge and good judgment. That's the best thing the Lord will do to you. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment. When the Lord teaches you knowledge and good judgment, then you will understand the word, the statute, the command you meant in your heart. Okay? So we all have to ask the Lord, your hand make me and form me. Give me understanding to learn your command. And then in 74, may those who fear you rejoice when they see me. Why would the psalmist say that? Because the psalmist said, I have put my hope in your word. When the psalmist put his hope in the word of the Lord will not let him down. The Lord will bless him eventually. When those who fear the Lord see that, you get the blessing. They rejoice. You understand? Because they know you are the one who fear the Lord. They know who you are, the one who put your hope in His word. The Lord will not let you down. Why? The Bible says, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heaven." Whatever the Lord promised you, when you put your hope in His word, He will not let you down. You may suffer temporarily, eventually you will be blessed. Temporarily, maybe the wicked people get blessing, but eventually they will be judged. For your law is being broken. So that's why the psalmist say, "It is time to act, O Lord. For your law is being broken." Where does it say? That is in 1:26. Right? In 1:26. You know what? If we break God's law, He has compassion on us. He will not be angry right away. He will let you go for a while. But eventually, your sin is going to catch up on you. That's why the psalmist say, "Direct my path. Let no sin rule over me." Because eventually, the sin that you commit will catch over you. And then the Lord will discipline you. He's slow to anger. He's rich in love. You know, if you do not follow His command, He may let you go for a while, but eventually He will catch up on you. So that's why the psalmist say in 74, "May those who fear You, those who fear Him, shun evil. Those who fear Him, love the word of the Lord." Can anyone tell me? 1:119 say, "All the wicked of the world, You discard like dross. Therefore, I love Your statue." 1:20, after He said that He loved His word, 1:19, in 1:20, what did He say? "My flesh tremble in fear of You. I stand in awe of Your law." If we fear God, we will shun evil. The psalmist say, at first, when the psalmist see the wicked people are being punished by God, he feel very happy. Wow, it's a God of judgment. It's God of righteousness. But then when he meditate the word of the Lord, he himself is sinner too. That's why he say, "My flesh tremble in fear of You. I stand in awe of Your law." 1:19, "I love Your word." 1:20, "I fear Your word." Do you see that? Do you see that, brother and sister? Wesley, do you see that? I don't want any more excuse, Wesley. You have 7 days to do that. Even though you go one day to your friend's house, no way you forget them all unless you play the computer game. Did you play the computer game? And you lost your mind, right? So I want you to pray to God and ask God to forgive you. Stand up and pray. I want to hear how you're going to pray.
Giving up.
I don't understand what you pray. You say thank you for giving you the sin? What do you mean by that?
Like for giving all of the whole sin.
Hmm?
For giving all
the... Or for giving all your sin, okay. Okay. Now, where are we? 73, your hand. Your hand's the hand of the Lord. Your hand make me and form me. If the Lord has a mighty hand, a powerful hand, to make me and form me, He also has the ability to give me understanding. Okay? To learn His command. 74, may those who fear you rejoice when they see me. Why? For I have put my hope in your word. When the psalmist put his hope in the word of the Lord eventually will bless him. When those people who fear the Lord see the blessing fall upon those who love the word of the Lord, they rejoice. 75. I know, O Lord, that your law are righteous. Your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. When we sin against God, in His faithfulness, He will afflict us with pain. Why would He afflict us with pain, with suffering? Why? So that we turn around. But He afflicts us for our own good. So that's why the psalmist say, in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. The reason why He afflicts me with pain, because He wants me to turn around to receive His blessing and His law are righteous. And just like in verse 144 saying, your statutes are forever right. I'm wrong. Your word are forever right. Okay? And verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. In other words, Christopher, your daddy afflict you with pain. Does it mean that he hates you? Why would he do that? He teach you a lesson. Why would he teach you a lesson? Because you sin against him, right? So he want you to learn, right? So next time when your parents punish you, you quote these Bible verses. I know, Daddy, I know, Mommy, that your word are right, and you afflicted me in faithfulness. Okay? You understand? And then you turn around, and then you learn the lesson. You don't do that again. And you will receive blessing. So Wesley, what have you learned so far? Did he afflict us with pain right away, or did he wait? Did he afflict you with pain? Just lady, you just go out to your friend's house and you just ignore what Pastor John has said. You just don't memorize it? Did he afflict you with pain? I don't think so. Right? You have a lot of good time, right? You have a good time? Right? You have no pain, right? But you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You'll be so painful. I tell you what's going to happen to you, okay? I can tell you ahead of time. How old are you now?
11.
11. What grade you are now in? You're going to be grade 6. You can fooling around. You can keep doing it, playing computer game, having a good time. By the time when you're in grade 12, when you go to a certain faculty in U of A, you can't enter because you don't study well. I can guarantee you. By that time, all your friends can get to a good university, but you. You cannot. He's going to inflict you with pain. You know what kind of job you're going to get? Maybe McDonald's. How much you can making? $10 an hour. You can't even pay for the apartment. You want to find a girlfriend? Who's going to marry you? Wesley, who's going to marry you? Nobody, right? You're going to be single. For a long, long time. You want to be single for the rest of your life? Or you want to get married? You want to get married? You want your wife to play computer game with you every day? Turn around, my friend. Okay? That's why the psalmist say, verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your law are righteous. Your word are forever right. What you're saying is right. I'm wrong. And in faithfulness, you afflicted me. You have afflicted me in faithfulness. Because the Lord wants you to turn around. But I don't want you to learn 5 years later. You will regret 5 years later. I want you to learn it now. Do you understand? Next week, no excuse. You got that? What happened after the Lord afflicted me with pain? 75, he afflicted me with pain. 76 and 77, the Lord's blessing will come upon you. Because the Lord is our Heavenly Father. As a father has compassion on his children, the Lord will have compassion on those who fear him, on those who has been afflicted. Okay? If that affliction is from the Lord, after the affliction you turn around, his unfailing love will come to you, and his compassion will come to you. So verse 76, the psalmist say, may your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. The Lord promised to his servant, once I afflict you, my love will never depart from you. My unfailing love will be your comfort. That's why in verse 50, what the psalmist say, my comfort in my suffering is this. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserve my life. What did the Lord promise? Sally? After you were afflicted by the Lord, what did he promise in 76? Comfort will come to you. What kind of comfort? His unfailing love. So that's why you pray. After you are in a painful situation, don't turn away from the Lord. You hold on to verse 76. May your unfailing love be my comfort. According to your promise to your servant. Okay? Because you promised me, after you afflict me, your unfailing love will be my comfort. You understand? And that's why the psalm, you write that down in verse 50 in here, write down verse 50 in verse 76. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. You promise me, and please let me experience your unfailing love. That's why the psalmist say, my comfort in my suffering is this, your promise preserve my life. You know, when are you happy that the Lord discipline you, or you are sad? We are sad, right? But the Lord doesn't want us to be sad all the time. So that's why his unfailing love will be your comfort. You understand? So you went later on, okay, Christopher, Wesley, and all these people, when you become adult, let's say your children disobey you, and then you discipline them. After you discipline them, what would you do? You have to show your unfailing love to your children. According to verse 76. You understand? Do you understand? So David, could you tell me? Assuming your daddy disciplined you, after he disciplined you, what would you do? Daniel, what would you do? You meditate on Psalm, okay? Which verse are you going to meditate? 75. Okay. You meditate on Psalm 75. What did the Bible say in Psalm 75? I know that your laws are righteous. And in faithfulness you have afflicted me. What did the law say? In the book of Proverbs. Should a father, should a mother discipline his disobedient child, or let him go? What did the Bible say? What did the law say? Daniel, have you ever read Proverbs? Should the father discipline his children who are disobedient, or just leave him alone? Joshua? Discipline? Is it God's law?
Yeah.
So your law are righteous then. What's the reason why the father disciplined his child? So that he didn't want to see his child to go to hell, right?
Yeah.
Discipline him. And after father disciplined his child, and then what should the child say? He said, I know, O Lord, that your law are righteous. My father is doing exactly what you want him to do. That's why he disciplined me. He loved me. He didn't want me to go to hell. Your law are righteous, and in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. You don't stop in 75, and then you proceed to meditate on two things, God's love and God's compassion. 76 is God's love. May your unfailing love be my comfort. So I want you to remember, when you become a parent in the future, when you discipline your disobedient child, after you discipline them, what should you do? You tell them you love them. Okay? Give them a hug. I love you, that's why I do that. I do it because the Lord commanded me to do it. I want you to get blessing. I don't want you to go to hell. You understand? Now, look at me. I ask you another question. When your parents discipline you, should you running away from home? Or Matthew 75? I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous and in faithfulness. You have afflicted me. You have afflicted me through my parents because my parents obey your word. And in the future, when I become adult, when I have children, I do the same thing to my children so that we all get a blessing. Just like what Joshua was saying, 24 verse 15, as for me and my entire household, we will serve the Lord. We will obey the Lord. Whatever you say, we're going to do it because we want to get blessing from the Lord. And after your parents discipline you, you do not hate your parents, okay? Okay? And as a parent, we should show our love to our children. As a parent, we should show our compassion to our children. So verse 75, after the discipline, after the affliction, verse 76, may your unfailing love be my comfort. According to your word, to your servant. Let your compassion come to me. Ask the Lord to show you his unfailing love. Ask the Lord to show you his compassion. Let your compassion come to me. For I delight in your law. You understand? Do not run away from house. Okay? You understand? Michael, have you ever been disciplined by your father? Yes? So how do you feel? You feel horrible. You think your daddy's wrong or you're wrong? You have to speak louder. I can't hear you. Eh? You think your father's wrong in disciplining you or you think you're wrong? Huh? I don't hear you. You're wrong. Do you deserve to be disciplined? Do you see that I disciplined you on your birthday? Now you can memorize up to 102. Give me 5. 104. Is that the blessing of the discipline? And that guy haven't disciplined yet. You want me to discipline you, Wesley? Next time, you do better, okay? Your English is better than Michael. So you have no excuse. Michael, did your daddy download that NIV English Bible to you to listen?
Yes.
Did you listen every day? I want your daddy go home, log into their Moses, same thing, www.biblegateway.com. Download Psalm 119 NIV Bible 176. Listen to that instead of listening to any other music. Download that, okay? You know how to do that. BibleGateway.com. Okay? Now where are we? Let your compassion come to me that I may live. For your law is my delight. You know, sometimes when we were disciplined by the Lord, we feel discouraged, we feel sad, and then He hugged us, He comforted us, then we be encouraged again, and we stand up, and we do it again. We follow His precept. Right? And that's how our life be changed. Do you agree? Daniel, has you been disciplined by your daddy, mommy? You enjoy it? Or you don't enjoy it? You don't enjoy it? But when you think back, is it good for you? Right? I tell you one thing, you know, when I was in high school, I'm very lazy, I don't want to study. I play soccer all the time, I skip school, and then I waste my time. On grade 12, I did not graduate. I had to repeat grade 12. And then I turn around. I waste 12 months of my life. 365 days. I'm lazy, I just study arts. And after I graduate in grade 12, I can't find a job. I turn around. I study science. I repent, I don't fool around, I study hard. Within 1 year, I catch up. Everybody playing, I don't play. I set my goal, I want to go to engineering student. I want to be an engineer in the future. I go and study math, pure math, advanced math, chemistry. I study the book from first chapter until the end of the chapter. I study alone. And since then, I learned to how to study Bible. That's why I can study Bible alone. And I'm glad the Lord disciplined me, allow me to repeat grade 12, and then I turn around. Wesley, I suffer pain already. Just like what the psalmist say, I have suffered much. Preserve my life according to your word. I have suffered much already. Lord, I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to obey your word. You understand? Are you willing to promise me not to touch the computer game anymore? Well, the only way you can be sure is you give me the program. Because without a program, you can't play, right? Are you willing to give me the program? Don't ever think that you give it to Pastor John because Pastor John want to play your computer program. I don't want to play your computer program. First of all, I don't even have your hardware, okay? You give me the software, I can't play anyway. But I keep it. until you are well versed in the Bible. Then I give it back to you. You're going to say to Pastor John, "Pastor John, this is garbage. I don't want it." You want to try?
Okay.
You going to give it to me next week? Is it deal? So Sunday, I see you, right? You give it to me. Don't give the computer to me. My house is very small. Just give me the program, right? That program. So, Michael, you want me to give it to you to play? You don't want it? Are you sure?
I don't have any computer.
You don't, okay. You don't have any computer, right? Oh, wow. That would be good. You know what? Wesley, I tell you one thing. You can write that down. Today's day is July 27. It's very easy to remember. 727. If you really mean what you say and give that to me and devote yourself in the word of the Lord, I can guarantee you will not be single. Someone gonna love you and marry you. You keep playing computer game, who will marry you? You're daydreaming. You can't even get a job. You know what I mean? Wow, you're a smart guy, man. I don't want you to follow me at that time. I'm lazy. But now I'm turn around. You understand? Don't follow that. Okay? Now, 78. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. Why would verse 78 is right after 77, right after 75, after affliction? Sometimes the affliction come from the wicked people. Sometimes the affliction come from arrogant people. The arrogant people, when they live on earth, they will never be disciplined by the Lord until the judgment day. Then they go to hell. The Lord will only discipline His children. He disciplines those He loves. If He loves you, He will discipline you. If He doesn't love you, you will not be disciplined. I don't see any parents go out in the street, keep hitting everyone who playing the football. You know, when I was young, I concentrate so much on the soccer, on the football. And one day I don't realize, I whip in my feet, so painful. I turn around, I say, who is that person have the guts to whip me, you know? I just want to beat him up. I turn around, see, it's my mother. I ask her, I said, why you beat me? Why don't you beat them all? They played the game with me. And she said, I love you. That's why I beat you up. Wow, it was so painful. You know, I running home. Am I meditate? Should I escape from the house? I'm not honored to see my friend anymore, you know, because I get beat up by my mother. I want to beat her up, but I can't, you know? You understand what I'm trying to say? And then later on, I turn around. She loved me. After she beat me up, she cried. She cried. She wasn't a Christian, but she said to me, I don't want you to get a lousy job. I want you to get a good job. You understand? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? May the arrogant who has never been disciplined, that's why they keep sinning against God, may the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. And then I still meditate on the word of the Lord. When the arrogant inflict pain on you, you have to think, is it because of his wickedness or because I did something wrong? The Lord used the wicked people, used the arrogant people to inflict pain on me. So you got to meditate on it. Why would the Lord discipline me through my mother? I wasn't a Christian at that time. My mother wasn't a Christian. And yet, the Lord used my mother to discipline me so that I turn around. You understand? So that's why 7 and 8, the psalmist say, may the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. Okay? That's why the psalmist pray like that. At the same time, I will meditate on your decree to see whether this infliction is because of my wickedness, because of my sin. The Lord used him to discipline me. You know what? If your parents do not discipline you, if the Lord loves you, the Lord will use wicked people to discipline you. Has the Lord used the wicked people, the Babylonians, to discipline the Israelite? Do you see that? Has the Lord ever used Egyptian to discipline Israelite? They did that, right? Right? The Lord can use all kind of things to discipline you. How do I know? Verse 91. The latter part of verse 91. For all things serve God. God can use your parent to discipline you. If your parent do not discipline you, God can use your career to discipline you. God can use your husband to discipline you. I can guarantee you. Because all things serve God. All things serve him. He can use your boss. He can use your co-worker. He can use your colleague. He can even use your girlfriend or boyfriend. And Michael say, how can on that day, it's my birthday, my pastor do that to me? Do I love you? Do you love me? Are we friends? All things serve God. Okay? Did any one of you know that the movie star called Lohan? Lindsay Lohan? You don't know that movie star? These are the girls who get drunk all the time. Last year or so, she was on probation. She got locked up because she get drunk all the time, and she's wealthy, so that she drives expensive car and speeding on the highway all the time. So what the policeman did is put a machine right in the feet so as to identify the location where she go, and also have a breathalyzer. If she get drunk, then the policeman know that. She disobeyed that kind of order. She thinks she's a movie star. She thinks she has money. Ignore the warning. And then just lately, the judge say that, you ignore that, I send you to jail for 90 days. After the judgment was passed to her, she cried. So how can it be? 90 days for going to prison because of that? Yes. Now she's in prison. Do you think God cannot use the judge to inflict pain on her? Moses? Was 91, the latter part of 91, what did the Bible say? Cannot God move the judge to inflict pain on Lindsay Lohan? That lady, supposed to be a Christian, her father is a pastor, and yet she takes drugs, drink alcohol, get drunk. She thinks, I don't believe my father's God. I run my own life. Okay, you can run your own life. And then later on, God's going to send a judge to judge her. She cried. She cried over the shoulder of the attorney. Can't you help me? I pay you the money. No. The attorney tell her, you better behave yourself. Or else if the judge see that, send you 180 days instead of 90 days. Next time she see the judge, she's not crying. She behave herself. Because she behave herself, she may get out earlier. Instead of 90 days, maybe 14 days. You don't rebel against the judge, nor do you rebel against the law of the Lord. When you rebel against God, God gonna judge you, either through your boyfriend, through your girlfriend, inflict pain on you, or through your teacher, through the pastor, through your parents, through all things. He can judge you. He will catch you. That's why the psalmist say, direct my path, O Lord, let no sin rule over me. You understand? Oh, when I see that, wow. God really loved her. Unfortunately, I don't know whether it's true or not. She didn't have a boyfriend. She has girlfriend because she's homosexual. And can you see? Can you imagine how can a pastor daughter take drugs, take alcohol, and then homosexual? This thing against what the Lord say. This is amazing, eh? Psalm 119, verse 75. I know, O Lord, that your law are righteous. In faithfulness, you have afflicted her because you want her to turn around from homosexual to heterosexual. From getting drunk on the wheel to be sober. And she's sober in the prison cell. I don't know, fortunately, she's a movie star. If she's a regular citizen, how can she get a job? Right? She was locked up in the prison, how can you get a job? If you are the employer, will you hire her? No, I won't hire her. No way. What if she, get drunk on the job? I don't hire people like that. She thought she's rich. She can do whatever she like. And after this, the news say, you know what the news say? She maybe go out on probation earlier, but she has to go to rehab center, detox of the alcoholic and the drugs. If she didn't change, lock her up again. Why? Because her pastor, her father is a pastor. I don't know whether it's true or not, but that's what I heard. It's really sad. How can a Christian family be like that? She wants to run her own life. She say to her father, say to her mother, leave me alone. The father say, okay, I'll leave you alone. Now, the police catch her. Okay? It's amazing. 78, may the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I meditate on your decree. 79, may those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statute. Why? Those who fear the Lord, those who understand God's word, turn to that fellow, turn to the godly people, and they will get the same kind of blessing. If you follow the wicked people, you'll be destroyed together with the wicked people. If you follow to the righteous people, you'll be blessed together with all the righteous people. That's why the psalmist say, may those who fear you turn to me so that they can get the blessing. Especially those who understand your statute. And finally, verse 80. May my heart be blameless. Trust your decree. What he really mean is, no one can see our heart, right? No one can see your heart. Only God can see your heart. Only you yourself know your own heart. What is the condition of your heart? And he pray, may my heart be blameless. Trust your decree. Trust your decree, that means use your heart to compare with what the Lord say. Because God's word can see through your heart. God can see through your heart, and God's word can see through your heart. According to Hebrews chapter 4. If God's word can see through your heart, God's word knows the condition of your heart, then that's why you pray, may my heart be blameless, be perfect, trust your decree. You may be perfect in my sight, but you are not perfect in God's sight. If your heart is blameless, trust God's decree, then you will get blessing. Wesley, how can our heart be blameless, trust God's sight? What did the Bible say, Jeremiah say, regarding the condition of our heart? We are wicked than the snake. And how can our heart be blameless? Trust his decree. How? Unless we confess our sins and ask God to forgive us, take away the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, give us a new heart, at the same time give us the Holy Spirit, enable us to do what God wants us to do and not to rebel against him, then you'll be blameless before God. Then you will not be put to shame. That's why in his conclusion he said, may my heart be blameless, trust your decree, that I will not be put to shame. You know what? I don't know how she feel. You know, she's a movie star, a lot of people love her, and yet she go to prison. It's very shameful, right? Right? I don't feel good about that if I go to prison. I don't even feel good about that. I repeat grade 12. I feel ashamed of that. I don't want you to go through the same kind of shameful act with me. I want you to be better than me. What did the Bible say? 99. I have more insight than all my teacher, for I meditate on your decree. Do you want to be better than Pastor John? Christopher? Study hard then. Right? Wesley? Study hard. I want you, all of you, to finish that. You know, the Psalm 119 before the school start. Because when the school start, I want you to concentrate on your study. I won't give you so many Bible words to memorize, maybe two or three for a week. You understand? All right? So I want you to get over with that. Is it a deal? Yes or no? I want you to do well at school, obey your teacher at school, obey your parent at home. Okay? Deal? And then we can pray like what the psalmist prayed. Ensure the well-being of your servant. Deal with me according to your love. Do good to your servant that I may live, and I will obey your word. How does it sound, Moses? You know what? If you start memorizing God's word, in the future when you have children, your children will be the best. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray you help us to be good, for you are good. Whatever you do is good. Teach us your decree. Teach us knowledge and good understanding so that we learn how to obey your word. I pray you take away our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Give us a new heart. And put your new spirit, the Holy Spirit, into our heart so that we can lean on the Holy Spirit to obey your word. For we can do all things through him who gives us strength. For the Holy Spirit is the power of God. When we were filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the ability not only to memorize your word, but to obey it. We want your blessing. Blessed are they who keep your statute and obey with all their heart. Blessed are they who are blameless and who walk according to the law of the Lord. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his way. They walk in your way, O Lord, not our way, because your way are higher than our way. Your thoughts are higher than our thought. We want to get blessing from you, O Lord. I pray that you bless our children. Protect them. Keep them from all harm. Give them wisdom and understanding so that they learn your decree. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.